USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New reports are implicating Governor Brian Kemp, Republican of Georgia, may have closer ties to China than he's acknowledging. Georgia Governor Kemp awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after meeting with People's Republic of China Consul General. Kemp met with the Chinese from the Houston Consulate in Atlanta on July 12, 2019. The Houston Consulate was shut down by the U.S. government for being used as a hub for Chinese spies. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by President Trump, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara. The United States executed convicted felon Brandon Bernard on Thursday. Bernard was convicted in 2000 of murdering Todd and Stacy Bagley on the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside a Vitalant service area.
2 days after an F-16 fighter crashed into a remote wooded area of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, military officials said that the pilot died. The Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing announced the death on Thursday. The pilot's name was not released at this time. Described by his agent as a gentle giant, Tommy Lister, a.k.a. Debo, has died at the age of 62. Lister's body was found in his home in Marina Del Rey, California, Thursday afternoon. A cause is not known, pending an investigation. You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020 the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Thursday night football, the L.A. Rams stopped the surging New England Patriots 24-3. With about 10 minutes left in the game, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick pulled quarterback Cam Newton out of the game. Asked after the game, Bill made it clear Cam is still his guy.
Cam's our quarterback.
Cam Newton, after their seventh loss this season, the first time since 2002 the Patriots have lost this many games in a season.
We knew exactly what they were going to do. Yeah, we just got to be better. And it starts with me personally. Just have to make more plays, and that's what it comes down to. Just doing what I'm asked. I just still going to each and every week with the mentality to keep getting better, and that's what I plan on doing. We just have to be better collectively, and he's right. And I think we didn't play a good style or brand of football tonight, and they did, and they made more plays than us, so it led to them winning.
Next, the Patriots play Miami on the 20th, and the Rams host the winless Jets. President Trump announced another Middle East peace deal Thursday. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, becoming the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in the last 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also begin soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.